Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 254. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
Good night.
Excellent night.
Oh. Fantastic night.
One up.
How about that?
Ooh, you one up him. Look at that.
Darn right.
It's like bing, bing, bing.
It's been a good night. Mm-hmm. Great night and fantastic night.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Had a nice guest chat, fun guest chat.
We did.
For the full, so can't wait for the creepies to hear that next week. So had a few little technical difficulties, but it all comes together.
She said we could blame her.
She did. But we won't do that. We don't want to blame our guests.
Nope.
We don't want to do that.
It was the ghosts.
The spirits. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's this house.
They're trying to stop us.
They can't stop the Mako train. they can try, but they can't do it. That's right. No, it's been a good night. Mm-hmm. So we are to our mini episode. Man, 254 already.
Yeah.
Something. Seemed like it was just 253. Let's get right to it then. Sean, what are we talking about?
Well, this is your pick, it is Harvington Hall. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Does this have anything to do with pirates?
Harvington. Maybe.
No?
No.
No. I don't think not. So.
No. Okay.
Actually, not.
But that's all right. You know, it was a good try.
Harvington.
Do you have a foundation on Harvington Hall?
I do. Hall, Harvington Hall in Worcestershire is generally considered... It's generally considered, the hall itself there, they say is not haunted, but I think it is. Within the main building, I don't like the way this is written. And so I'm already like, dang it, I should have picked a better foundation.
That's all right.
With staff and historical accounts stating that they have not seen much inside the house. However, the grounds and surrounding area are reputed to be haunted, most notably by the spirit of Mistress Hicks. Hmm. So Harvington Hall.
Hmm. Yeah. And Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
It's about a mile northwest of Chadsley Corbett.
Hmm.
That's easy for you to say.
Secluded Elizabethan manor.
Yes.
Surrounded by fields and a wide moat.
Oh, I always wanted a moat.
The moat.
With alligators.
I think when you have a moat, you've made it.
Doesn't matter what a drawbridge, size, house, or plantation, or whatever it is. You need a moat. That's true. Keep the avoidables away, right? Somebody did describe this place as the design of it, and it was on purpose, but in England, they call it higgledy piggledy. Have you ever heard that term?
Higgledy piggledy.
It means confused and in disorder, but it's actually tumbled or disorderly, but they call it higgledy piggledy. And I thought that was funny, but they have, because this place has a bunch of secret passageways, and they were actually hiding, as they call them, priest hides.
Yeah, priest holes.
And pretty interesting, though. But I watched some of them about the paranormal, but I also watched just them give a tour through it and like the history of it. And it's very, very fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a neat place. I mean, I like to go check it out, but I'll never do it. It looks among the other 1,000 places that I won't check.
It looks like they've recently done some LIDAR work there, and site may have been used as far back as the Bronze Age, with a circular feature enclosing the hall and moat. By the late 13th century, stone was quarried to create the moat, forming an artificial island for a medieval hall. Part of this earlier structure survives hidden within the central block.
Hmm.
It's old.
It is old.
It is old. So even the markings on the wood has the carpenter's marks. And they say, you know, like carpenter's marks are typically marks that are left on every piece of wood for the carpenter. And they normally have symbolic meaning, Roman numerals or whatever. But this place had, I think it was 3 marks, and it looked like I assume the Roman numeral 3. But I thought that was kind of cool too. The guy was pointing out the history and he's like, you can see the carpenter's marks here. And I'm like, mm-hmm. That does mean it's old. And that does mean it is, like I said, there was symbolism behind. Sure. Method to their madness.
Method to the madness. In total, 7 priest hides were placed within Harvington Hall. Mm-hmm. One, probably the earliest, is a small space below a floorboard in the chapel, which was located on the top floor of the house to allow the greatest amount of time to hide the instruments of mass were people to arrive to search the house. This space was intended just to hide the objects related to Catholic mass. However, the rest of the hides, where am I here? I just lost my place. In the house were large enough to hold a person and were intended to shield priests from hunters for days on end. Scattered across the house, they can be found above the bread oven, beneath a corridor, and inside a staircase and in the roof. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a no-no thing at that time in that area to be a Catholic priest. So they wanted mm-hmm. them to still be allowed to do the thing
yeah.
and not feel like they were going to die or be imprisoned. And oh, shoot. I'm having a night, aren't I?
I was wondering what's going on. Sean's having technical difficulties.
So, I am.
Yeah.
They were going to get in trouble.
When the Catholic priests were banned, it became a place of secrecy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And, they'll call them priest hides, or they're also known as priest holes.
Priest holds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, some of them were like the guy that was doing the tour. He's like, I can't fit in this one. There's no way I could.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But then they'd make it so that, like, if you were in this little cubby area, you'd remove a plank and then you put it back in there and then you'd put something in front of it so that you couldn't even move it. So if somebody's looking in the house, it's not, even if they got, suspect to this area, they wouldn't even be able to move it. So they wouldn't think of anything being mm-hmm. back there.
Right.
That Mistress Hicks is an 18th century woman. She was accused of witchcraft. She was hanged at a nearby crossroads. Her ghost is said to roam the hall's grounds despite efforts to contain her spirit at the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the efforts are. Maybe it has to do with the priest, right?
Yeah.
Another legend or ghost story they have is the Wild Hunt.
Ooh.
A local legend tells of the Wild Hunt, a spectral procession of riders said to pass through the moat at night. That would be awesome.
That would be cool. Definitely cool. Yeah. I'd love to check out this place or this type of place. It's kind of neat. I never heard it, until I had heard about Harvington Hall. I was doing research, but I had heard about the priest holes mm-hmm. on another podcast. I'm like, oh,
it's interesting. Something I never knew
they did that.
You talk about
that makes sense. They
the hunters. It says they're ghostly huntsmen and demonic hounds associated with medieval nobleman Sir Peter Corbett. It says the legend is tied to the broader district rather than just the hall's interior specifically. But there's a lot of haunted areas apparently around this area, mm-hmm. which England is haunted anyway. But
oh yeah, yeah. Let's see here. I'm losing my place all the time here. Of the priest holes, the most fascinating is the remarkable hole accessed by lifting 2 stairs on the grand staircase. It is no wonder the hole was never found. The stairs are very heavy, and the hole would have been very difficult to detect. Hmm. Another very clever hiding place is accessed by pivoting an apparently solid beam in the wall of Dr. Dodd's library. With the beam lifted out of the way, there is just room for a slender man to slip into the narrow hole beyond. So you've got to, have a certain body type just to even get into mm-hmm. some of these places or the holes.
There's another apparition or whatever that people find or see there of Mary Yates, mm-hmm. a 17th century former owner accused of witchcraft and hanged at the crossroads outside the park. It is believed that she haunts the hall and the execution site. Witnesses report seeing her as an elderly woman, sometimes accompanied by a phantom old man with a pipe or an Edwardian woman.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah, it's really interesting to see how they like the different places they made these priest hides or priest holes.
Yeah, that'd be cool just to go and see those.
Oh, mm-hmm. I agree.
Let alone
ghost. This is an old place. Mm-hmm. and a lot of the places in England and Europe are old. They're talking about the bread oven. They said above the bread oven in the kitchen within the chimney stack is one of the Harmington's earliest hides, probably dating to the early 1590s. It is not known if the oven was installed after the hide, but what is noticeable is that an extra layer of earth has been put in the hide so that any priest would not be burned alive. Hmm. Even so, the hide is cripplingly small at 5 feet deep, 2 feet, 7 inches by 3 feet. It is entered via a trap door in the privy off the south room above, but was obsolete by the end of the 16th century. So this is old. I mean,
wow.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool they came up with all kinds of different ways to hide the priest. It's,
There's reports of phantom hounds. I hear those out by the moat area too, barking and all that fun stuff that dogs do.
Yeah. I read one that says Harmington Hall itself isn't haunted, or at least no one is admitting that it is.
That's right. Well, and that's, I saw a couple stories where people are saying, oh, it's not haunted inside the building, but people that go to visit there say they do feel presences. But it seems to be very calming, which it was a place for people to feel protected and calmed. So, it does. It seems, I definitely would love to go.
Did you guys mention Mistress Hicks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a lot of detail though. Did you have more detail on that?
About the rain. Did you guys mention the rain? Uh-uh. So it said the ghost says, like we said, however, that the grounds that surround Harmington Hall are, you know, said to be haunted. It said the ghost in question is that of Mistress Hicks, who in the early 18th century found herself accused of causing rain to ruin the harvest of her enemies, and just for good measure of causing them to vomit urine.
Ooh.
Now, she's what the heck is going on there?
She's a witch.
She is a witch.
They were saying that she was Mistress Hicks was duly hanged at? Hanged at? That's, I've never heard that. Have you ever heard that word, hanged at? Like, mm-mm, literally hanged at, B-A-T, at crossroads close to Harmington Hall for these transgressions. The idea being that the cross, which was formed by the intersection of the two roads, would prevent her ghost from returning to plague the neighborhood. However, the spirit of Mistress Hicks was not able to be contained so easily, and her ghost is said to roam the grounds of Harmington Hall.
Maybe they just were writing their...
Vomit urine.
Writing their accent.
Yeah.
This says seven most haunted places in Worcestershire. So here's some of the other ones. Of course, this is on there too, but Ragged Stone Hill. There is, hold on, Worcestershire Guildhall, Worcestershire. So I'm just going to keep saying it whatever way I want to say it. The Commandery. And let's see, Cathedral. There's a cathedral, again, of Worcestershire. Drake Low Tunnels at Kidderminster. Again, some of these places sound made up. Harvington Hall, like I said, is on that list. The Fleece Inn, which we have talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So, yeah, that's all in that same area there.
Modern paranormal reports say that visitors and researchers have documented unexplained experiences, including cold spots, strange noises, and sightings of apparitions.
Time slips.
Doesn't say that.
I didn't say it.
Suggesting that Harmington's history has never fully settled.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you'd think there'd be something to it. This, how old it is and with the priest and... I thought it was just a different type of topic. I just found it fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Those priest holes are pretty cool. You know, holes or holds.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild the time, you know, Elizabethan times when, you know, they were being, like I said, persecuted, basically. You just don't think about, like, nowadays we think, you know, why would you be against somebody, you know, practicing Catholicism? Well, back then, that was a no-no.
They said that they would search for the priest as little as 4 hours to as long as 12 days.
Yeah.
Going after these priests. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's insane. So they definitely had to... make sure they were hidden. 12 days. Wow.
You can't do the little, like, you know how you have to light the incense and, you know, swing the, you're like, do I smell smoke? And do it? I hear a clink, 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 mm-hmm. clink, clink. There's a priest in there. They probably have to keep it at a low hum, right? In those, mm-hmm. just be quiet, Father.
Yeah, they give tours, and you can walk around and check it out. There's a couple, Phil and Sarah, and they went on. Mm-hmm. They kind of checked the place out and wrote about their experience and gave some information. So that was pretty cool. Just talking about the history, but then talking about what they saw mm-hmm. and what, yeah. So, a lot of information out there. Just check it out. Check out the priest holes in Harvington Hall.
It's a cool looking place. And like I said, it is like a hodgepodgey, you know, it looks like a little fun house. Mm-hmm. you know, not quite like the Winchester house, but, it is, and, but it is on purpose. Like I said, they did the architecture, it's meant to be that hodgepodge, mm-hmm. you know, we call it hodgepodge.
Well, back in, I'd say around, this is saying about 1578, at the time, the hall was significantly larger than it is today. Two additional wings were demolished around 1700, meaning the present structure represented only about half of its original size.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Yeah, it's I just love to go to England, period.
Oh, I think it says Packington, he inherited the site in 1578. Humphrey was a man of good standing who had connections to the court, but he was also a Catholic. Over the previous few decades, England had swung between Catholicism and Protestantism through Henry VIII changes in different religions of his three children, who took the throne in turn. When Elizabeth I became queen in 1558, just 3 years after Humphrey was born, the country returned to Protestantism.
That's hard to say.
It is hard to say. And it was to stay that way, whilst Elizabethan rule did have a measure of leniency to those who remained Catholic, mostly towards those who were of high status, enough to afford to pay the fines for not attending Protestant services. Her government was very wary of Catholics who may be tempted to overthrow or kill their Protestant queen. From 1585, Catholic priests were not allowed in the country, and if they were caught, they were usually tortured and executed. Mm. Tough crowd.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be that guy again. Did you mention about the phantom guy with the pipe?
Yeah.
Okay. I am really trying to pay attention. Yeah, some people reported seeing a phantom old man with a pipe and an Edwardian woman wandering the halls. Yeah, I knew you talked about Mary Yates, but I didn't know about I couldn't remember about the pipe. Yeah, it seems like whether it's overseas or here in the States, there's always a smell of cigar or a pipe. I like the smell of a good pipe. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't smoke a pipe, but I
would. Did you like the smell of it?
The girl I dated in high school, her dad smoked a pipe. I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, I love that smell. Yeah. Cigar, not so much.
Oh, wow. I found a story, a little bit more on the Wild Hunt story. The huntsman is identified as Sir Peter Corbett, a medieval noblesman said to have lived on the site around 1300. Granted permission to hunt royal forest to control wolves. He allegedly kept his hounds in a stone-lined pit known locally as the Kennels, still visible today. Legend claims that an underground tunnel once ran beneath the moat linking the hall to the kennels. In this tunnel, Sir Peter's daughter secretly met her lover. Hmm. Upon discovering them, Sir Peter is said to have unleashed his hounds, killing the young man. The daughter later drowned herself in the moat. And Sir Peter, consumed by guilt, executed his hounds and threw them into what is now known as Gallows Pool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
After his own death, Sir Peter was doomed to ride eternally with his hounds, a local version of the Wild Hunt, a theme found throughout British folklore.
Hmm. Uh-huh. I like how this describes kind of the mishmash of the house. It says, the Hydes worked in tandem with a very confusing house layout. In a clearly organized house with neat lines of windows and fireplaces on the outside, it was very easy for priest hunters to discover Priest Hydes. A missing window on the outside or rooms that were smaller than the corridor outside could all give clues to the location of bricked up secret rooms. Harvington Hall got around this by having a plethora of windows scattered without meaning or pattern from the outside. Inside, there are few straight corridors, multiple staircases, and even uneven floors. Mm-hmm. Each room coming off a corridor is often set on a slightly different level, meaning you are constantly stepping up and down. This allowed the clever Hydes, like the one in the library, to hide away without notice. Mm. It's cool. They had places for people, and then they had places for their instrumentation. So
yeah,
I thought that was cool. They thought of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Ingenuity.
That's no right. kidding. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a little stressful if you're a priest back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And being hunted, and you know, you didn't want to be captured, so you had to literally hide and
hide your hide.
Hide your hide.
Hide your hide is right. Yep.
Yeah. Hide your hide. That's a good way to put it, Nate.
And your frock.
Anything else on Harvington Hall?
No, but we're going. If for nothing else, like you said, just to kind of look around would be fun, but
well, and there's a lot of some places in Worcestershire. Mm-hmm. Worcestershire. They were saying there's even ghostly bears in the woods around that area where Harvington Hall is. And I'm like, ghostly bears. We've heard ghostly hounds. We've heard ghostly like horses, other creatures. But I don't think we've talked about ghost bears.
I don't think so.
That'd be kind of interesting, creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of neat. So anyway, well, maybe we can go sometime on our tour of England and
absolutely, it's on the
list. Meet up with Tommy. He can take
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's probably been there.
He's right.
2-3 times.
Well, Nate.
Yeah.
Help us get out of here then.
This one was a haul.
It's a good haul though.
And that's a wrap.
It was a good haul.
H-A-U-L.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 254 and our discussion on Harvington Hall. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.